Today, around 5.5 trillion cigarettes are produced every year, in spite of the fact that tobacco use kills about 5.5 million people every year, an average of one person every 6 seconds. The BBC's Peter Taylor has been taking a new look at the global tobacco market.
Much of the industry's position has not changed. On advertising, for example, it still maintains that advertising is not designed to get people to smoke. It's about getting smokers to switch brands. But you know, one has to give them credit for developing electronic cigarettes, which are undoubtedly much safer than conventional cigarettes. So, yes, there is a change on that front. I mean, they will say that is the future and they are investing a lot of money in it, and investing millions in developing e-cigarettes. It has huge potential as a market, but it still has to be seen in the context of where the vast majority of their profits will come from over the next, many decades.
So, Peter, if we look at that bigger global picture, well, how much are you seeing in the sense of pushing the smoking of combustible cigarettes at children?
Advertising is everywhere. The Philip Morris iconic Marlboro cowboy is still riding the range. Everywhere you go, there are cigarettes on sale, which, of course, are attractive to young children. There is effective no government legislation on it. I spoke to the Prime Minister, who's the former guerrilla leader who fought for independence, and he's a chain smoker. He said, "I know, but I'm addicted. I find it very difficult to stop." I asked him about banning advertising. Banning advertising doesn't achieve anything. The way to go forward is education. There's no education. So it's a really interesting microcosm of the way that the problem is evident in a developing country, pretty typical of many developing countries. That's where the next generation of smokers are.
Peter Taylor. John Brown used to be chief executive of the giant oil company BP, formerly British Petroleum. That was until he was forced to admit his homosexuality after his former love sold his kiss-and-tell story to a newspaper. Lord Brown admitted he'd lied while trying to repress the story, claiming he'd met Jeff Chevalier while out jogging. He resigned from BP. Now he's written a book called The Glass Closet, calling on companies and corporations to do more to promote equality for gay workers,